37 shot during weekend in Mayor Lori Lightfoot's Chicago. By A.W.R. Hawkins on November 7, 2022. 37 people were shot, at least four of them fatally, during the weekend in Mayor Lori Lightfoot's, D., Chicago. ABC 7, Chicago Sun-Times reports that the weekend's first fatal shooting occurred at 10:25 p.m. Friday when a 44-year-old man was shot in an alley in the 3000 block of West 63rd Street. The 44-year-old was shot numerous times and transported to a hospital, where he died. The weekend's second fatal shooting occurred shortly after noon on Saturday, when a 36-year-old was shot to death while inside his vehicle in the 8000 block of South Jeffrey Boulevard. The 36-year-old died later at a hospital. Officers who responded to a report of shots fired Sunday morning at 1:40 a.m. found 15-year-old Salvador Herta in the 3000 block of West 23rd Street. Herta had been shot in the head and was pronounced dead at the scene. A group of clubgoers became involved in a disturbance after being kicked out of a club in the 300 block of West Chicago Avenue Sunday morning at 2:10 a.m. A shootout between some of the ejected clubgoers and a security guard resulted in a 30-year-old man being shot and killed. On November 5, 2022, Breitbart News reported nearly 600 people had been killed in Mayor Lightfoot's Chicago year-to-date. The Sun-Times notes that 588 people were killed in Chicago January 1, 2022, through November 6, 2022. A.W.R. Hawkins is an award-winning Second Amendment columnist for Breitbart News and the writer-slash-curator of Dan Range with A.W.R. Hawkins, a weekly newsletter focused on all things Second Amendment, also for Breitbart News. He is the political analyst for Armed American Radio and a Turning Point USA ambassador. A.W.R. Hawkins holds a Ph.D. in military history with a focus on the Vietnam War, Brown Water Navy, U.S. Navy since inception, the Civil War, and early modern Europe. Follow him on Instagram, at @her_Hawkins. You can sign up to get Downrange at Breitbart.com/downrange. Reach him directly at @her_Hawkins @Breitbart.com.